currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Erica Sanford at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Erica.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where every week you can engage with your community by discovering the latest developments in, around, and about your city. I'm Erica Sanford. In November, Kirkland's registered voters will have a say on two propositions that, if approved, would provide ongoing revenue for street improvements and pedestrian safety, and parks maintenance, renovation, and enhancement. On July 3rd, the City Council gave final policy direction on the two property tax levies. Proposition 1, if approved, would provide much-needed funding to repair potholes, repave and enhance arterials and neighborhood streets, provide safe walking and biking routes to schools, and improve pedestrian and driver safety on neighborhood streets. Proposition 1 proposes a property tax levy of 20 cents per $1,000 of assessed value, which would cost a little more than $70 per year for a home valued at $346,000 and would annually generate an estimated $3 million for street improvements. Annual costs are based upon the median assessed value for a single-family home in Kirkland. Proposition 2, if approved, would restore and enhance funding for parks maintenance and operations and provide funding for parks capital improvements and parkland acquisition. Proposition 2 proposes a property tax levy of 16 cents per $1,000 of assessed value, which would cost a little more than $55 for a home valued at $346,000 and would annually generate an estimated $2.3 million. Since taking ownership of the Crossed Kirkland Corridor in April, the city has stayed the course to improve the corridor's usability. Soon after acquiring the 5.75 miles of abandoned railway, security fences were installed at the Kirkland Way and Northeast 68th Street overpasses, enhancing pedestrian safety. This summer, existing trail crossings along the corridor will be improved at Northeast 60th Street, just south of Northeast 85th Street, and at Crestwoods Park. The Transportation Commission and Park Board have finalized a draft master plan scope of work that is anticipated to be presented to the City Council in August. The master plan will provide a framework for realizing the eventual future of the corridor. In the past months, the city has been working with the Washington State Public Works Board on a $2 million grant that will be put toward creating an interim trail. Because these funds need to be spent by the end of 2014, with council approval, the existing tracks and ties are expected to be removed in 2013. This will make way for a gravel trail. The Public Works Department is developing an Adopt a Corridor program and seeks to hear from neighborhood associations and businesses to participate. If you're interested, call 425-587-3900 or email pwservice@kirklandwa.gov. To learn more about the Cross Kirkland Corridor, visit www.kirklandwa.gov/crosskirklandcorridor. This week, Kurt Triplett gave his annual State of the City address to the Greater Kirkland Chamber of Commerce. He reported on citizen survey results, which continue to tell the city how it's doing at providing the services residents want.
We go out and we ask our community every 2 years, how are we doing? Is this a place you still want to live? And in March, at the City Council retreat, we actually got the results back from that, and we got a pretty nice check-in.
Triplett highlighted the accomplishments of 2011 work program and featured this year's work program list.
And so the purpose of the work programs that are adopted by the City Council is to say, what are we going to hold ourselves accountable to? What are we going to tell the public and the businesses, hey, this is the job you expect us to do and the tasks you expect us to accomplish?
He also spoke about the Council's decision to place a street improvement levy and a parks maintenance levy on the November ballot.
We set out for ourselves to evaluate whether or not we should ask the citizens of Kirkland if they wanted to invest in parks and roads, the two places we've had to cut back the most in order to preserve those public safety commitments. And that evaluation resulted in a poll that we did that was presented to the City Council in May. When we asked, pulled the actual numbers we were considering proposing to the public, we found remarkable support for both roads and parks.
To view the state of the city, visit www.kirklandwa.gov/on-demand and look for City Manager 2012 State of the City. As usual, currently Kirkland has a host of community events to tell you about. Get ready to mark your calendar. This month, City Parks will be host to traditional and memorable events. The North Rose Hill Neighborhood Picnic will be held on July 21st from 12 to 4 at Woodlands Park. Another special event will be the renaming of Houghton Beach Park to include the name Doris Cooper, Kirkland's first woman mayor. A dedication ceremony begins at 10 a.m. at the park on July 21st. Kirkland Uncorked is back in town July 20th through July 22nd and will showcase art, food, and wine on the picturesque shores of Lake Washington at Marina Park. Benefiting the Hope Heart Institute, Kirkland Uncorked features an artist promenade, lifestyle showrooms, a boat show, a dog modeling contest on the beach, and a tasting garden with grilling demonstrations. Washington wine tasting and live music will also be featured. Dogs will have their day at the Go Dog Go Canine Festival and Dog Walk to be held at Juanita Beach Park on July 28th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Dogs and dog owners will be doggone tired after a day full of games, contests, demos, music, and entertainment. Festival exhibitors will display the latest in canine attire, safety gadgets, healthy food, canine clubs, and adoptable pets. In the evening of July 28th, cruise into Marina Park and dance the night away. Starting at 3 p.m., see some of the best hot rods, customs, classics, and more during the preview cruise-in. Then at 7 p.m., join your friends in the pavilion and dance the night away to the band 24 Diesel. On July 29th, car legends return to downtown for the Kirkland Classic Car Show from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Stock, modified, street rod, custom, you name it, and if it's classic, it will be in the show. Enjoy the display of cars throughout downtown Kirkland and Marina Park, sponsored through the Legends Car Club, a Puget Sound group of car enthusiasts. For event information, visit the city's tourism website at www.explorekirkland.com. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland. We'll see you in 2 weeks.